From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Noble Personalities. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the greatness of Imam Rifa'i rahimahullah ta'ala. Before that, let's first recite salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, a young child once passed by some righteous people of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they began to look at their child. One of them recited kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said that that blessed tree has appeared. So he made a remark that that blessed tree has appeared. The second person said, many branches will grow from the tree. The third person said, the shadow of this tree shall soon expand. And the fourth person, he added to the conversation, he said, its fruits shall increase in a short time and the moon shall grow. To that the fifth person added, after some time, people will witness saintly miracles manifest from him and they will be greatly inclined towards him. So the sixth person, he said, within a short space of time, his excellence and greatness shall be elevated and signs will manifest. The seventh person said, who knows how many doors of evil shall shut because of him, and many shall become his disciples. Subhanallah. Dear brothers, it is the immense grace of Allah Almighty that he has created love for the awliya azza wa jal in our hearts. The pious and blessed child who was just mentioned was none other than the founder of the Rifa'iyya Sufi order, Sayyidina Muhyiddin Sayyid Abul Abbas Ahmad Kabir al-Rifa'i Husayni al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. He was from the descendants of the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Imam Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hence his nisbat and ismul mansub Husayni. In order to gain blessings, let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to his introduction. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that inda dhikri salihin tanzilur rahma, meaning mercy descends when the righteous are mentioned. Subhanallah, as we are making the mention of these pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in this silsila, every week we present to you the biography of a pious predecessor. Alhamdulillah, in today's episode we are talking about the great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ahmad Kabir al-Rifa'i Husayni al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. As we have listened to the narration that inda dhikri salihin tanzilur rahma, meaning when we mention the pious predecessors, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. Same is the case, alhamdulillah, last week, the week before, we discussed the biographies of Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and many other pious predecessors. Before that, Sayyidina Ghawsipak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and other awliya of Allah, Sayyidina Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Subhanallah, these are the awliya Allah. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Tabi'een, the Muhaddithun, the Mufassirun, the Ulama of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, when we mention, when we remember them, when we mention their name, when we make the dhikr, subhanallah, at that time, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend. And when we look into the lives of the pious predecessors, subhanallah, we get to realize that they are truly our role model, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Ashabi kan nujum fa bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My Sahaba, like the guiding stars, if you follow any one of them, you will be guided. The Holy Quran, subhanallah azza wa jal, commands us in the noble Quran that be with the truthful ones, right? Meaning, who are the truthful people in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They are the Sahaba, they are the Sulaha, the Aima, the Awliya, the Muhaddithun, the Ulama of the Ummah, subhanallah. The righteous people. And certain common themes we should realize about the lives of the Awliya. One of the ways to recognize a Waliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when you look at them, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Yes, this is so spot on. Any wali of Allah, those who are close in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you look at them, you are instantly reminded of Allah azza wa jal. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instantly makes home in the heart. 40 days before he rahimahullah ta'ala was born, his maternal uncle Sayyidina Mansur Batahi rahimahullah ta'ala was blessed with the vision of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Mansur, a son will be born to your sister after 40 days. Name him Ahmad. And when he reaches the age of discernment, send him to Shaykh Abul Fadl Ali Qari Wasiti to study and never become heedless of his upbringing. Exactly 40 days after this dream, Sayyidina Ahmad Kabir Rafai rahimahullah ta'ala was born. Subhanallah. Look at subhanallah the glad tiding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving about the birth of this noble servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually suggested his name. Name him Ahmad. Allahu Akbar. This also shows as to how careful we have to be when we are naming our children. Keep good names. Subhanallah, this is from the teachings of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And keeping a good name is the responsibility of the father. And the most beloved names to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is subhanallah, encouraged in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Abdurrahman, Abdullah, and many other names, subhanallah. So Muhammad and Ahmed, these are two personal names of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the heavens, he is known as Ahmed. On the earth, he is known as Muhammad. And subhanallah, in the previous scriptures, his name was mentioned Ahmed. Even in the Holy Quran, his name Ahmed is mentioned when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam gives glad tiding to his nation about the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam by saying, Ismuhu Ahmed. Subhanallah. And subhanallah, his name Muhammad is also mentioned in the Holy Quran, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So yes, these are the beloved names that we need to keep for our children. Allah Azza rahmatullahi ta'ala, he encourages that when we are naming our children, he actually named his children after the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of Aqiqah. That is the name that should be kept, Muhammad. And if, let's say, after the Aqiqah for calling, you can keep any other name. Subhanallah, that way, all your children get the blessings of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, rahimahullah ta'ala, he memorized the Holy Quran at the age of 7. And in the same year, his father traveled to Baghdad for some work and he passed away there. After the passing of his father, him and his mother were called by his maternal uncle, Sheikh Mansur rahimahullah, so that he could continue his formal and spiritual learning and his upbringing under his own guardianship. Subhanallah. So just at the age of 7, we learned that he memorized the entire Quran at the age of 7. Subhanallah. And when we look at the children nowadays, even ourselves, what were we doing when we were 7? Allahu Akbar. We could barely read the Quran with proper tajweed, right? And subhanallah, these awliya Allah, they are bringing, meaning people who were their guardians, their parents, they made sure that they learned the Holy Quran properly at the very early age. He had already memorized the Holy Quran when he came, by the time he came to his maternal uncle, Sayyidina Mansur Rahimahullah. So after a few days, Shaykh Mansur Rahimahullah Ta'ala acted upon the command of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and sent him to Wasit to study under Shaykh Ali Qari Al-Wasiti Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Shaykh Ali Qari Rahimahullah paid special attention to his studies and his training. And as a result of his teacher's efforts and his Allah-given abilities, Sayyid Ahmed Kabir Rifai Rahimahullah Ta'ala studied Quranic tafasir, ahadith, jurisprudence, ma'ani, that is rhetorics, logic, philosophy, and all of the formal branches of knowledge at the age of only 20. And alongside this, he Rahimahullah also acquired the internal sciences from his maternal uncle, Shaykh Mansur Rahimahullah Ta'ala. By the grace of Allah Almighty, he very quickly attained mastery in internal sciences as well. Subhanallah. So dear viewers, this is the education. Yes, he is a great wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But look at his life. He first memorizes the Holy Quran, then goes and learns in today's equivalent, we can say Darsan-e-Nizami. Yes, he became an alim of deen by learning all these branches of science, subhanallah, Quranic tafsir, hadith, jurisprudence, ma'ani, logic, philosophy. So he became a faqih, and apart from that, subhanallah, he also became a Sufi by learning the internal matters that relates to your batin, subhanallah, gaining expertise and mastery in that science as well. And he became a complete sheikh. And then after that, subhanallah, when the time of Sheikh Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala's death approached, his honorable wife, she said that make a will for your son to become your successor. Sheikh Mansur rahimahullah said, no, I make a will that my nephew Ahmed will become my successor. Subhanallah. There was no favoritism when it comes to the awliya of Allah. Yes, he chose to make his nephew his successor instead of his son because of his capabilities. When his wife was, she insisted on this, he called his son and his nephew. Imam Rafai Rahimahullah, he said to both of them, bring date leaves to me. And his son cut many leaves and brought them. But Sayyidina Imam Rifai Rahimahullah Ta'ala did not bring any leaves. When asked the reason for this, he Rahimahullah gave a wise answer saying that I witnessed them all glorifying Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which is why I did not cut any leaf. After hearing his response, Shaykh Mansur Rahimahullah looked towards his wife while smiling and he said, I also made dua for my son to become my successor many times. However, I was always told that my nephew is my successor, subhanallah. Thus, at the age of 28, Sayyid Ahmed Kabir Rifai rahimahullah, he became the successor of his uncle Shaykh Mansur rahimahullah ta'ala when he passed away the same year. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability. For his sake, Ameen, Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. He would pray 400 rakats of Nafil Salah every day, in which he would recite Surah Ikhlas 1,000 times. Moreover, he would perform Istighfar 2,000 times daily. This is how devoted he was, subhanAllah, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These awliya Allah subhanAllah, they are great ulama first of all, and then they continue to strive in the spiritual path, in the path of struggle and mujahada, until gaining perfection. When he, rahimahullah, would walk in the heat and a locust would seek shade in his clothes, he would remain at that place until it flew away. And he would say, it has received shade from us. Subhanallah. Look at how caring and how kind the Subhanallah, chosen friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya Allah, and their mercy extends to humans and animals alike, subhanallah. They show and extend their kindness not to their own kind, but to a species that cannot even speak for themselves, such as a locust, Allahu Akbar. So this was, subhanallah, the level of his kindness and his mercy towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal grant us tawfiq to learn these beautiful values. Ameen bijahin nabiyil amin. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, as every day we listen to a beautiful kalam, and today as well we got a wonderful kalam, inshallah azza wa jal, which we are going to listen to. Let's go and listen to the kalam, and thereafter we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion, exploring the biography and the greatness of Imam Rifa'i rahimahullah ta'ala. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم.
مصطفى جان رحمت شمع بزم ہدایت صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم کا فرمان عالی شان ہے کہ جو کوئی شخص مجھ پر ایک بار درود پاک پڑھے اللہ عز و جل اس پر اپنی 10 رحمتیں نازل فرماتا ہے، اس کے 10 گناہوں کو مٹاتا ہے اور اس کے 10 درجات کو بلند فرماتا ہے. آج جو کلام آپ سننے جا رہے ہیں اس میں آپ کو بار بار درود پاک پڑھنے کا موقع ملے گا. آئیے نعت رسول مقبول بھی سنیے اور درود پاک کے ورد میں شامل ہو جائیے.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سچی بات سکھاتے یہ ہے سیدھی راہ دکھاتے یہ ہیں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں روتی آنکھیں ہنساتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
قصر دنا تک کس کی رسائی قصر دنا تک کس کی رسائی جاتے یہ ہیں آتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو آگ میں باغ کھلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
انا اعطیناك الکوثر انا اعطیناك الکوثر ساری کثرت پاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم، رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم، رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے، اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے، کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن، لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن، کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر، مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر، میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے، باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے، لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے، ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے، آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا، ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا، پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ وسلم
سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے پل پر ہم کو چلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ مجدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
وسلم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم سبحان اللہ. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز. وی ور لسننگ ٹو کلام اعلی حضرت امام الکلام کلام الامام ان دا پریز آف حبیبنا المصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دس کلام از امرسڈ ان ذکر مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ود دی لو آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and written by a true devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at the same time it is also recited by a true devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beloved Rukn e Shura Haji Maulana Abdul Habib At-Tari hafizahullah ta'ala. And we were discussing just before we went for the kalam the greatness of Imam Rifai rahimahullah ta'ala, and how he would be kind and merciful towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the teaching the awliya Allah, they propagate the acts of kindness, subhanallah. It is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be kind. Allahu Akbar. And all the other awliya, they follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is their benchmark, their yardstick, subhanallah, of excellence, to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to adhere to the sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he rahimahullah, once he saw a flea-ridden dog which had been expelled by the locals, so he took it to the jungle and he built a canopy to protect it from the heat and rain over it. And he also began to feed the dog. He gave it water and he looked after it in every way. As a result of his continuous efforts, the dog eventually became healthy again. So he rahimahullah washed it with warm water and cleaned it. Dear brothers, there is a great lesson for us in this blessed conduct of Sayyidina Ahmad Kabir Rafai rahimahullah ta'ala. Therefore, we should not only treat humans with kindness, but the animals as well. And it also teaches us not to treat anyone in a bad manner and always display good manners towards all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could be this action of ours that gets accepted in the court of Allah azza wa jal, and it becomes a means of our forgiveness. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an indecent woman was forgiven just because she passed by a dog who was panting near a well and was about to die due to severity of thirst. This dog was severely thirsty. And that woman removed her shoe, tied it to her scarf, and drew out some water for it. She was forgiven just due to this action. Allahu Akbar. And what happens in contrast to a person who is cruel to animals? For example, in the same nation of Bani Israel, there was a woman who had cat. But at night, she would not let the cat go out. She would trap the cat inside. Neither would she let the cat go out, nor would she feed the cat. So at the end, the cat died. Allahu Akbar. And due to the cruelty of this woman, and this woman was sent to hell because of that. It was the practice of Sayyidina Imam Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i rahimahullah ta'ala to visit the sick and the crippled, those who had lost the movement in their legs, they became disabled, and to treat them with compassion. He rahimahullah would wash their clothes, clean the dirt from their heads and beards, take food for them, eat with them, and very humbly ask them to make dua for him. Allahu Akbar. When he rahimahullah would hear about anybody falling sick in the village, he would visit them, even if they were very far. At times, it would take 2 or 3 days getting there and back. Sometimes, he rahimahullah would wait on the path for a blind person, and if anyone passed by, he rahimahullah would take him holding his hand and guide him to his destination. Subhanallah, these awliyaullah, they show us the path, both the physical and the spiritual path. Aiding the poor and the sick is a means of attaining great rewards. If Allah Azza wa Jal gives us the ability, we should keep the devotees of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam within our vicinity and our neighborhood during the times of difficulty. The merciful Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, the one who relieves a Muslim of a burden from the burdens of the world, Allah Almighty will relieve him of a burden from the burdens of the Day of Judgment. And the one who creates ease for a poor person in the world, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him ease in the world and the hereafter. And the one who conceals a Muslim's shortcomings in the world, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will conceal his shortcoming in the world and the hereafter. And Allah Almighty keeps helping his bondman as long as the person keeps helping his brother. Dear brothers, the righteous servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala do not hurt the feelings of anyone. Hence, Sayyidina Imam Ahmad Kabir al-Rifa'i rahimahullah passed by some children who were playing. They looked towards him and ran away out of his awe. And he went behind them and said, you became fearful due to me, so forgive me and continue playing. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We make this dua that mere akhlaq acche hon, mere sab kaam acche hon, bana do mujhko tum paabande sunnat ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. When he rahimahullah would see an elderly person, he would go to people of his locality and tell them this hadith that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the one who honors an elderly Muslim, Allah Almighty will appoint someone that will honor him when he becomes old. Explaining this hadith, the well-known mufassir of the Holy Quran, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that whoever respects an elderly Muslim only because he is older, due to his worship and his worships are greater than mine, and he was a Muslim before me, then inshallah azza wa jal, he will witness in the world that the people will respect him when he grows old. It has also been mentioned that such a person will live a long life. He will receive wealth, prosperity and honor in the world and rewards in the hereafter. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us such people and such bondmen. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sayyidina Imam Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i rahimahullah, he would reach near his hometown upon returning from a journey. He would remove the rope that would tie his provisions and then gather wood and place them on his head. Witnessing this, the other poor people would do the same. And after entering the city, he would distribute that wood to the widows, destitute, crippled, sick, blind and elderly people. He would never recompense hatred with hatred. And our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, they would live their lives in this manner. Sometimes they would eat very little, and sometimes they would go hungry for days. Sometimes they would treat animals well, other times they would care for the sickly, and on other occasions they would aid the needy and grief-stricken and look after the blind and the elderly. In essence, their personalities were living examples of following the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which says, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of people are those who benefit people. Therefore, we should look after and bring joy to our Muslim brothers, inshallah azza wa jal. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah ta'ala, he mentions with regards to wishing well for and bringing joy to others, that bringing joy to Muslims holds great importance. Hence, it is stated in the blessed hadith that after the obligatory acts, meaning fara'id, the most beloved actions to Allah Azza wa Jal is to bring happiness to the heart of a Muslim. Indeed, if we were to all alleviate the grief and problems of one another in this day and age, the entire world would change at once. Only if we start to care for one another. But it is unfortunate. A brother is seen fighting with his brother, and the honor, life and wealth of Muslims is being violated at the hands of Muslims. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to end hatred and spread love. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say in his famous hadith, Bashiru wa la tunaffiru. Subhanallah. Musalma musalma ke hu ka piyasa hua waqt aaya ajab ya ilahi. Sabhi ek ho jayein iman wale pae shahe Ali Nasab Ya Ilahi Amin Bijahin Nabil Amin Sallu Ala Al Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Ala Alihi Wa Sahbihi Ajma'in Wa Sallam. Dear viewers, once Imam Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i Rahimahullah, out of humility, he said to his disciples that if you have seen any defect within me, then tell me. One disciple stood up and said, O Master, you have one very big defect. Shaykh Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i Rahimahullah asked to my brother, what defect is it? He very humbly said, blessing people like us, bad people with your company. After hearing this, all of the disciples began to cry at once. Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i Rahimahullah also cried and said, I am your servant, I am the lowest among you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Look at his humility, subhanallah. It is very important for us to not judge others or consider others to be lower than ourselves. This is the very trap of shaitan. Ujab and to think good of yourself and to think that you are the best. To think in this manner, it is a trick of shaitan. It is a spiritual disease. And the more humility we have, the more our rank increases in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, Man tawadha lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. He who humbles himself for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates him. What happens? This is the end result. That if you show humility for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, you will surely be elevated. Your rank will be elevated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to humble ourselves, to not think that we are better than others, and to judge others that no, they are lower than us. Yes, this is a trap of shaitan and nafs, and we shouldn't fall for it. May Allah azza wa jal safeguard us. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all humble and grant us tawfiq to humble ourselves. And Allah azza wa jal grant us the ability to always see good in others and not to judge others. Yes, we don't know what is in the heart of the next person, and suspicion about any Muslim and evil assumption, it is not allowed in Islam because we don't know what's going on in the hearts of others. But yes, we are very well aware as to what we think and what sort of dirt and filth we have in our heart. And to cleanse all of this, it is our duty to, like how we make ghusl and keep our exterior clean, wear clean clothes. Similarly, it is our duty to recognize the dirt and the filth that is in our heart and to remove it and to keep our internal clean, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal grant us all tawfiq. Dear viewers, we have mashallah a wonderful nasiha and madani pearl which we are going to listen to now, inshallah azza wa jal, and shortly we'll be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
When the beloved Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he left Makkah al-Mukarramah for al-Madinah al-Munawwara, the Quraysh were attempting to hunt him down. A price was placed on his head. 100 camels would be given as a reward. He and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, they hid in Ghar Thawr. The enemies came so close to discovering them. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, he says to the Messenger of Allah, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, if he is only to look down towards his own feet, he will see us. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, he calmly replied, La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. Do not be afraid. Allah is with us. And Allah truly did protect them. This moment is not just history. It's a lesson for us that when we feel cornered, when our options seem to be none, when people possibly turn against us, we must always think to ourselves that Allah is with us. That trust is enough to turn whatever fear we possess, whatever worry or anxiety we have, to turn that into strength and positivity. Always remember, Allah is with you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back to your viewers. Subhanallah, such a beautiful nasiha and madani pearl. May Allah azza wa jal grant us tawfiq to make amal on it. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear viewers, we were listening to Subhanallah, the Madani Pearl. And before we went for the Nasiha, we were discussing the humbleness and the humility of this great Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said to his disciples that, I am your servant and I am the lowest among you. Allahu Akbar. How humble and modest Imam Ahmad Kabir Rifai rahimahullah was. Despite possessing a great rank of sainthood, no doubt his life contains many madani pearls for us. But remember, humility should only be expressed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as this humility is means of attaining great reward and high ranks, if a person displays humility just to show off, then his humility can become a means of ruin as well. Amir Sunnat Ahmad Barakatumul Aliyah encourages us to refrain from false humility in Pious Deed number 42, where he states that, today did you refrain from committing the sin of hypocrisy and showing off by uttering such words of humility which your heart does not agree to? For example, to create one's own respect in the hearts of other people, saying things like, I am inferior or I am lowly, but in fact, one does not consider himself inferior or lowly in his heart. In Bahjatul Asrar, it is stated that when Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, he said, قَدَمِ هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَةِ كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ, that this foot of mine is on the neck of every saint. Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifai rahimahullah lowered his head and said, عَلَىٰ رَقَبَةِ, your foot is upon my neck as well. Those who were present said, Shaykh, what are you saying? He then said, at this present moment in Baghdad, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah has made the announcement, قَدَمِ هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَةِ كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ, so I have lowered my head and complied. Ala Hazrat, the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi, he narrates an account of Sayyidina Khidr Musili rahimahullah on page 388 of volume 28 of Fatawa Radawiyya, where he states that, once I was present before Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah when a thought entered my mind. that I would also like to see Sheikh Ahmad Kabir Rifai Rahimahullah. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah said, do you wish to see Sheikh Ahmad? I said, yes. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah lowered his head for a short moment and then said, O Khidr, look, this is Sheikh Ahmad. Thus, I found myself in the presence of Sheikh Ahmad Rifai Rahimahullah. And when I looked towards him, I saw that he was an awe-inspiring individual. I stood up and gave him salam. Upon this, Sheikh Rifai Rahimahullah said, O Khidr, the one who has seen Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, the leader of the saints, then why does he desire to see me? I am from his subordinates. After saying this, he, Rahimahullah, disappeared from my sight. After the passing of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he traveled from Baghdad to Umm Ubaidah to visit Sheikh Ahmad Kabir Rifai and saw that it was the same Sheikh that he saw in the presence of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Seeing him for the second time, it did not increase his familiarity regarding him. Sheikh Ahmad Kabir Rifai, Rahimahullah, said, O Khidr, was the first meeting not sufficient for you? The words of many renowned awliya and pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, can be found regarding the greatness, excellence, and high rank of Imam Ahmad Kabir al-Rifai, rahimahullah ta'ala. As inshallah azawajal mentioned some of the statements of such personalities, that someone asked Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah, regarding Imam Ahmad Rifai, rahimahullah. Whereupon he said that his character is fully in accordance to the Sharia, Quran and Sunnah. And his heart is busy in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. He left everything and acquired everything, meaning he turned away from the world for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he acquired the Rabb Azza wa Jal and love for Allah Azza wa Jal. Thus he attained everything. The great Wali, Sayyidina Ibrahim Hawazini, rahimahullah, he says that, how can I praise Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifai, rahimahullah? Every hair of his body has become an eye by which he observes the right, left, east, west, and every direction. Ala Hazrat, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, rahimahullah, he states that he is included amongst the four Aqtab. He is from the four who are most superior and distinguished amongst the Aqtab. And the first is Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah. The second is Sayyid Ahmad Rifai. The third is Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Badawi. And the fourth is Sayyid Ibrahim Dasuqi, rahimahumullah ta'ala. Once Sayyidina Imam Ahmad Kabir Rifai, rahimahullah, he went to purchase a garden at the request of his close disciple, Sayyidina Jamiluddin, rahimahullah. The owner of the garden, Sheikh Ismail, said, if I do not receive what I desire in return for this garden, then I will never sell it. He said, O Ismail, tell me the price. What do you want for it? He said, O master, I can only give you this garden in exchange for a heavenly place. Imam Rifai, rahimahullah, said, who am I that you are asking me for a heavenly place? Ask me for any worldly thing that you desire. He said, I desire no worldly thing. Imam Rifai, rahimahullah, lowered his head, and the color on his face changed and became pale after a short while. He, rahimahullah, raised his head and the paleness had returned into redness. He, rahimahullah, then said, O Ismail, I have purchased this garden in exchange of what you were asking for. He said, O master, write this down and give it to me. After writing down Bismillah on a piece of paper, he, rahimahullah, wrote down the following. This is the palace that Ismail bin Abdul Mu'min has purchased from the lowly servant Ahmad bin Abu Hassan Rifai, and its guarantor is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Its boundaries are such that on one side is Jannatu Adn, on the second side is Jannatu Mawa, and on the third side is Jannatu Khuld, and on the fourth side is Jannatu Firdaus. All of its hoors, male servants, carpets, supplies, rivers, and all trees are included in this contract. This palace is in exchange for the worldly garden of Ismail. Allah Almighty is a witness and guarantor for this. He, rahimahullah, then folded that piece of paper and gave it to Sheikh Ismail. Sheikh Ismail, rahimahullah, he took that piece of paper, went to his children and said, I have sold this garden to Sayyid Ahmad. His children said, why did you sell it? whilst we are in need of it. So he told them about the account of receiving the heavenly palace. The children said, we will only be pleased when we have our share in that palace also. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He said, it belongs to all of us. After a little while, Sheikh Ismail rahimahullah passed away. He had already instructed his sons during his lifetime to place that piece of paper in his shroud. Thus, the next morning, they found the following writing on his grave, that we have been granted our truthful promise which our Lord made to us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth, they always show. Noble personalities. Noble personalities. Noble personalities.